Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, hope you're doing well. I am out walking. It's raining. If you hear something hitting, I got an umbrella up. It's raining, and I wanted to do a walk and talk through this teaching audio I wanted to do. Today, we want to talk about fasting on the mind and the body. Fasting, its effects on the mind and the body. Yeah, I did a teaching on fasting not too long ago, and you can look it up. Go to the teaching blog at don'tperish.com, look up fasting, and I covered the biblical aspect of it with many verses, so I'd encourage you to check it out. I think it'll bless you. Let me give you a scripture verse, 2 Corinthians 11:27. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. So Paul's talking about the things that he endured as a saint of God in the ministry. So check out that teaching on fasting. For this short teaching, I want to edify you by giving you some thoughts on a different side of fasting, not just the spiritual side, but on the physical and the mental side of fasting. This won't take long. This is going to be short. I'm not going into a lot of detail. Now, I need to be very clear. I am not promoting fasting for health benefits, losing weight, stress, all that type of thing. That's not our focus. Our focus with fasting is always spiritual in nature. But having said that, I also know that there are other benefits to it. And by knowing that it's a good thing and it benefits us in spirit, mind, and body, I'm hoping this will edify you that the Word of God is true, that the Father cares for us, that both good science and common sense backs up the Word of God. We don't have to be afraid of good science. You know, things like evolution is not good science. So I'm hoping this will edify you as you think a little bit deeper about fasting. So for this teaching, I'm not going to go into the details of it all and talk about all the chemicals and all the things that happen. I'm not going to do that. You could do that, look at all of that for yourself. But what I will say is that there's a massive amount of science and studies and evidence that says fasting can help. Not only the spiritual side, we know God's Word confirms that, but the physical and the mental health aspects are there as well to fasting. I don't think it can be denied. In fact, as I looked at this, and I have over the years, I've never found anything negative from anyone about fasting. I can't find anything negative on it. So God gave it to us. It must be good. And that's what I want to talk about today. Let me give you another scripture verse. Daniel 9:3. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So we see fasting's a real part of God's Word and for His people. I talked about that in that first teaching I did. So let's look at fasting and some benefits that go beyond the spiritual side to the body and the mind. Real quick, ready? For the body, fasting helps clean out our digestive system. Makes sense, doesn't it? It lets it rest. It lets it recover. That makes total sense. Science has proven that. It also allows key energy sources of our body to refocus versus just constantly doing digestion, which takes a lot of energy away from the body. That also makes common sense. It allows the body chemistry. I'm not going to go into all the ketones and all that stuff, but it allows the body chemistry that God created, God our Father created, to restore us, to balance, to build up, to grow stronger by giving it a break from food intake. It may even aid, research is showing, in the body of fighting major diseases. A lot of people have talked about stress, heart disease, cancer, things like that. Studies are showing that. And again, you can do your own study on it, but that's what I found and that's what I do believe and that's what I've heard from testimonies from people. So what are we talking about here when we talk about fasting? You know, what's the aspects of it? In the culture that I live here in America, we always hear about 3 meals a day, right? I've heard that ever since I was a kid. But who came up with that? You know, how much eating is enough eating and too much eating? The Bible says, give us this day our daily bread, but it doesn't necessarily say three times a day our daily bread, does it? No, it doesn't. The fact is, when you look at it, when we're talking about what it does for our body, fasting, most people in industrialized nations eat way, way, way too many calories and eat too much. It's true. It's absolutely true. So fasting helps your body balance out. It helps you not even eat as much as you need to. Three meals a day, loaded with a bunch of fat and calories and sugar in a lot of industrialized worlds, nations. Yeah. So again, far too many people are eating far too many calories and too much food. What's the negative side to that? Well, there's a lot of it. We talked about in the spiritual side, not controlling yourself. But Sodom, ready? The nation that got burnt up with fire and brimstone was guilty of this very thing. Ready? Ezekiel 16:49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread. That means she ate a lot. An abundance of idleness with it was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Yeah, so Sodom was destroyed for more than sexual sin. She was overeating. She could have used some fasting, obviously for spiritual reasons, but physical body reasons would have helped as well. So overeating, when we're talking about the body, is huge in churchianity. Let's be honest. There's many people that are overweight, grossly overweight, that claim to be Christians in America and around the world. So eating too much, eating three times a day, not giving your digestive system a rest, not allowing your body to restore as God created it to, taking fasts, it's not a good thing. There's good benefits to fasting for your body. How about for the mind? Let's go to this real quick. So for the mind, what does fasting do for your mind? You know, you think, oh, the brain, what does that have anything to do with anything? Oh, it does. God's chemistry, God's design, everything is interlinked. And so we need to consider that. So for the mind, fasting seems to bring a clarity to thought for many people. They've testified to that, myself including. And some people call it brain fog. But your mind tends to get very clear when you are fasting. And science has supposedly proven that various chemicals are released in the brain, and when the body's not focused on digestion, the brain really picks up the pace. Yeah, I've experienced that. They claim it really releases key elements and chemicals in the brain that aids in its function, its health, and all the processes that take place in this amazing thing that is a master computer, the brain. And also, they say it may even help grow new brain cells. Yeah, this is all scientific evidence that I can't speak too much to, but I know about the brain fog. I know about the clarity of thought, and I know because the Father gave it to us, and our brain is so important to the human function that clearly it's easy to believe that fasting would be good for the brain and its function. So our mind in this faith life, it needs to be taken control of, doesn't it? So the mind is very important. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we got to take control of our minds, don't we? Yeah, of our thoughts, of our ability to function for Christ. And let's be honest, fasting, the denial of food, and then a focus, because obviously it's for spiritual reasons, it can greatly help us spiritually, physically, and mentally. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Philippians 4:5-7. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. So we got to make sure that we're keeping ourselves in the Lord through prayer and supplication. Thought process is an important part of this. Taking the mind of Christ, as the Bible talks about. And, you know, none of this should be surprising to you, because this is not a new fad thing. I know a lot of the diets are coming up with fasting and all that stuff. I don't know anything about that, but I hear about it when I look up a little bit of research. Fasting is nothing new. No, God created it in us. We fast when we sleep. Oftentimes we fast when we're sick. There's many, many aspects of fasting. So this is nothing new to humans. All right, God created it this way. And man always goes against what God designs, ready? So what is it? Why do I say that? Eating for the sake of eating. Yeah, especially here in America where I am. I don't know other parts of the world, it may be a little bit different. But here in America, eating has become more than just fueling your body when needed. No, it's become an idol. It's a hobby. It's a flesh pleaser. And really, to many, it's a god. I know, with a little g, God. And you laugh at that. Ready? Philippians 3, 17 through 19. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now I tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross, whose end is their destruction, whose god is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Yeah, if you're fleshly, if you're carnal, if you can't control your appetites, your belly may be your god. That's what the Bible teaches. And again, we spoke of gluttony. Gluttony spoken of all over the scriptures. And again, I see it all the time, especially in the Anabaptist world and in all of it, evangelical everywhere. Overweight, fat people claiming Christ. How can this be? Proverbs 23:2, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Yeah, we're supposed to be in control of our physical being, not out of control. Overeating also, what? It can cause sluggard ways, which causes idleness. Proverbs 6:6, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Think about that. When you eat a lot, you tend to sit around a lot. You tend to get more lethargic a lot. You become a sluggard. It's just plain true. Before I was in Christ, that happened to me. I used to be a bodybuilder and was all about weightlifting and diet. There was a time in my life, a short period of time, where I had a lot of issues in my life before I was in Christ, that I started to eat a lot and I gained weight. Oh yeah, I learned about sluggardry and not being active and your mind going cloudy and depression can come in, all types of things. I've experienced that. So what do we do with all this that I'm talking about here with fasting? There's a physical aspect, a mental aspect on fasting. Of course, there's the spiritual aspect. We can't forget the spiritual aspect. That is the most important thing. I don't want to get away from that. Fasting teaches us to what? Crucify the flesh. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Right? So we got to focus on crucifying the flesh and denying it food and overcoming it and controlling it. That goes a long way to killing our flesh, does it not? How about denying ourselves? Our Savior said this, Matthew 16:24. Then he said, Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. So when you don't eat three meals a day and you're not feeding your belly, are you not denying your flesh? You are. Are you not training it? Who's in charge? You are. Are you not overcoming a major obstacle in your life that controls you? You are, your flesh. Your flesh will lead you to destruction in more ways than just food, right? And then how about becoming mastered by nothing? Paul said, let nothing control you. Brother Paul said this, 1 Corinthians 6, 12 through 14. All things that are lawful unto me, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and belly for the meats, but God shall destroy it both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his own power. So what a great hope there, a promise that we don't have to be mastered by a whole bunch of things, okay? We don't have to be controlled. We don't have to be mastered. We can put these things down like food. And fasting is a good way to do that, lest it master us. And let me encourage you in something on fasting. We're not talking about, fasting once every 3 years. That's just not a good way. I think the smart way to fast is to keep it in the spiritual sense. And then, as my other teaching said, do it when you feel weak, do it when you need a lift, do it when you want to focus on the things of God. And that should become a regular part. So intermittent fasting, whether it's one meal, one day, 2 days, can become a regular part of your life. And what happens is you control your flesh. You show your flesh who the boss is. You don't need to feed it 3 times a day, indulge it with sweets, going to fast food, getting ice cream, getting cake, getting cookies. Now, none of that stuff is sinful per se, and all things can be enjoyed, as Paul just said. The problem is when it controls you. The problem is when you can't say no. Quick example, I meet people all the time in the streets that say they're Christians and they smoke. And I always see it and I say, can I lovingly ask you a question? Is smoking sinful? Well, you know, they say, I said, doesn't it destroy your temple? Isn't it a terrible witness? Doesn't it waste the Lord's money? Well, yeah. And they always tell me, I can quit anytime I want. And I say, do it right now. Give me your cigarettes, throw it away and quit. And I've never seen anybody do it. They always just go, yeah, whatever. And they walk away. They're lying to themselves, because if they could quit, they would have. If they wanted to quit, they would have. Sister Amin used to smoke before she was a believer. She quit. People can quit if they have the will to do it. So controlling our flesh, and then that part of the mind, fasting. So fasting helps us control our flesh, and then quickening our mind, making us sharp. Yeah, I know that that is true. And so ponder that. Fasting, of course, for the spiritual reasons, as we talked about. That's the most important thing. But it helps us not only in the spirit, but in the mind and in the body as well. I believe that's true. I don't even need science to prove it to me. I know the Father gives good things. I've seen the testimony in my own life. And so I believe it. And then when good science comes along, we don't have to be afraid of science. When good science comes along and it backs up the Word of God, the Creator, we know we can trust in it. Forget about all the terrible man-made science that is out to disprove God, that you can just test and just throw away. So I hope this teaching on fasting and its effects on the mind and the body has encouraged you. And more than anything, I hope it's shown you that the Word of God, the Father that gives us this truth, our Father who gives us this truth, it can be trusted. It's verifiable. It has many proofs to it. And all of the things that we do and are instructed to do are good for us. They're good for our walk in this life. And that should encourage us. Just like when we see prophecy being fulfilled, that should encourage us that the word is true. Just like when we see the state of the world it's in today and the Bible proclaimed it would be that way, that should encourage us. When we see our struggles in our flesh and then us overcoming in Christ, that's what the Bible teaches. So all of this that we see should encourage us and teach us. And it's like building blocks. Christ as our solid rock and foundation. Ephesians 2, Christ is the cornerstone, built on the prophets and the apostles building up. And on that foundation of the gospel, Christ shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, and repentance to him. The new life that he gives us. Holiness and obedience, walking in it, proving our faith with works. And then enduring in the faith, we build up from that foundation with walls and roof and all of that. And understanding things like fasting and the good aspects to it, and then looking that there's even tangible physical benefits to it. Can I give you one quick example about God's truth and proving good physical benefits? Ready? So God's laws on morality. Don't have sexual intercourse with people you're not married with. Don't sleep around. Don't fornicate. That has been around since the beginning of time when God's word was spoken to man. And look at how true it's proven. People that don't sleep around don't get sexual diseases. AIDS wouldn't be rampant. All types of things wouldn't be happening. That's just one example of where God's theology, God's word, God's truth also proves to be good for us physically. And fasting is just another one of those. So ponder this, test that, maybe seek fasting for your life. It'll strengthen you. It'll encourage your mind. It'll actually strengthen your body and make you more healthy. And it'll sharpen you so that you'll be a strong tool for the Lord, for his glory as you go forth in your life, whatever ministry you have, for the gospel, for sharing, for living, teaching, edification. whatever. And we're here to help you with all that. So check out don'tperish.com. Make sure that you know the gospel, you're born of Christ, and then check out all of our resources. And I hope this one on fasting has helped you, quicken you to be encouraged that the word of God is true. And if we practice it, if we keep it, if we obey it with a joyous, cheerful heart, that God will bless us with all of the good benefits from the eternal word in the scriptures. Hey, I love you all. Let me know I can help in your faith. Till next time, you go out and have a glorious day. I'm going to go in and get dry. The rain is not letting up. Thanks for listening. We love you all. Till next time, Lord lets me come back again. Have a joyous day. May God be praised.